When it goes out, what do you have to do to fix it?
Well, there's a lot of different things you have to do sometimes, but the bulb burns out most of the time.
Okay. So you say I'm going to replace
it? Yeah, put a new bulb in.
And when you're doing laundry and you're going to carry the clothes out to the line, wouldn't you carry it out in?
Well, I've never had nothing but a dishpan. I carry them out in what they call a dishpan. A lot of people has laundry baskets, but I never was big enough to carry a laundry basket full, and I just carry them out in a pan. And I've done a lot of it since I've lived over here, because when we first moved over here, there wasn't city water. We had a well, which we still got out here, and had a pump in it after a while. But a while after I moved over here, I drawed my water and washed the hard way. And I'd hang them on the clothesline. Oh, yeah. He'd buy them in a keg. It's just a little wooden barrel about 2 foot tall and about 12 or 14 inches in diameter. And if he's going to use a lot of them now, you could either buy them that way or buy them by the pound, in which you got them in a paper poke then.
Now, what is it that runs around the barrel that keeps the...
Staves.
And what holds the staves together?
Yeah, that's what holds staves together is the band or
what's it made of?
Most of the time metal. Just wide metal or tin, about that wide. A cork, bottle stopper. You know what you want to ask me?
Well, I was thinking Mr. Satterfield plays a little musical instrument, a little big metal thing that he puts in his mouth and slides back and forth.
That's a French harp, but the real name of them is harmonica.
Okay.
But we always call them a French harp.
What's the kind? It's round on one end and straight. It has a little piece of metal that you can move back and forth. It makes kind of a twanging sound.
Flute?
No, it's a little, I don't know, what would you call a flute?
It's a long, tall, long instrument.
This is a little bitty metal one, and you put one end of it in your mouth, and you twang the little...
That's a Jew's harp. I know what you're talking about now. You pick it. I can do that.
I
can pick a juice harp a little bit.
I can.
Okay.
Now, get back to these nails that your daddy bought. If he's going to build something, he's going to pound the nails with
a hammer.
What would you call, how big is a hammer that you pound nails with?
Well, I guess the hammer's about 4 inches long, and they got a head, what they call a head, and then the claws. The head is what you hit the nails with, and one that you'd drive nails with would have to be pretty heavy. It'd have to be, I guess, close to a pound.
What would you call the bigger one? The one with a great big head?
That's a sledgehammer, like you'd use for driving iron posts or, something that's hard to drive or